Dr. Wynn Parker. This is August 26, 2007. And we're discussing today the what I put together as one of the most foremost mathematical and conceptual concepts of the water doomsday clock, I call it, and to put forth what the one of the vials that you open at the end of the time of the, and what we have here is the whole concept of people talking about lead and lead in pipes, there was a very fine gentleman called Mark Edwards who worked for the EPA, and he was the one several years ago that told the EPA about the lead in pipes and how that contributed to the abortion rate in Washington, D.C. And, of course, that was some time ago, and that was then, this is now. No one's done anything about the infrastructure pipes. They just hand out a bottle of water. The 15% abortion rates dropped because of that fact. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that lead as a lead leaching concept has been changed with new rulings in the Supreme Courts of states. It was put over that lead was a public nuisance, and that type of litigation is now, under the new rulings, is being phased out, where it's not possible for you to sue over lead. It's not possible for you to sue over lead paint. It's not possible for you to develop public nuisance concepts to defend your own life. The states that have pending public nuisance claims are in California, Ohio, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. The states with the most recent rulings involving the public nuisance claims over lead paint, of which and lead in pipes, are Missouri, New Jersey, Ohio, and Wisconsin. The Missouri Supreme Court ruled that the city of St. Louis has failed to prove that the paint companies in its suit caused a public nuisance, and they're basing it on the fact of what was covered into the corporate system for liability. Any kind of water leaching cannot be attributed to the lead paint, so they avoid it and eliminated it from the suits. This is very, very bad news for all of these folks that are involved in the health law system of being able to defend their bodies against the onslaught of five major chemicals that are involved with the connection with paint. And the main suit, of course, is Milwaukee City against the NL Industries Incorporated. That number of that case is 01-CV3066. And this was a jury trial that started the whole thing to eliminate any kind of lead discussion in any tort cases. Whole case on the state high court systems are based upon imposing liabilities that limit damages in such a way based upon what the company does in a regional area. Here again we get back to the whole concept of local determination by judges and how they develop their own law versus the concepts of how it affects their workmen compensations and how they works the compensation systems and the employment law that's involved. They're going with the employment law rather than with the toxic tort system, which gives out when Congress reconvenes, they're going to be facing bills that they have to look at to try to support the courts rather than overrule the courts. When we get back from the break, we'll discuss these bills and other aspects of the water doomsday clock.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Sports of Pathways, August 26, 2007. And what we're discussing here are when Congress reconvenes and how they've managed to marry certain ideas in terms of suppression of liability for contaminants, and which is controlling our chemical aspects of our minds and our food. Let's start with the idea that Congress will be discussing the idea of taxing mutual fund managers. You might not think that that is a direct relationship, but to what we eat and drink. But the fact is, the money managers have investments in these corporations, which are in turn tied to the treaties of the foreign corporations, which in turn are tied in with the investments of the infusion of funds, which come from China and Europe. The country that is this is directed with are all the deals that are being made in this country with Italy. Its particular whole concept is the idea that Italy is becoming a specialist in really merging companies. In other words, the global merger and acquisition activity in Italy is something that is about as major as the discovery that this morning of Pakistan's new nuclear warhead on their new planes, which was supported by two corporations that were part of the what is really called the M&A activity and merger and acquisition activity in Italy. And then, of course, we have the dominant private sector money from China, and this is tied into the mutual funds that are invested in China and the Italian companies. So I would also point out that the Latin American investments will change dramatically in the next 2 months easily as a result of the Venezuela president constitutional change to make the Venezuela president for life. So they're going to be doing their investments in such a way to in-run out on the system of the ethanol manufacturing from sugarcane, but try to work it into the corn system is tied into America, which, by the way, I've mentioned many times, the amount of contaminated ethanol in the water for making the ethanol, and that it can be a completely separate show. I've mentioned this a couple times, and I don't want to dwell on it because it's so important. I want to make it as a separate show. The contaminated of our infrastructure system with the ethanol, similar to the additive that was placed in gasoline sometime called MTBE, which you know about, and that was an ethylene byproduct, which was supposed to extend the gas consumption and that type of thing. But any engineer that's really worth in terms of geology will tell you that it could take close to 1,000, maybe 1,500 years for ethylene to be eliminated from our present water aquifer from MTBE alone. So the bills to watch that relate to all of the business aspect of this are the fact you have workman's compensation cases, you have the concept of how this affects the employment laws. So the bill that's coming up on the first go-around the next few weeks will be the American with Disabilities Restoration Act of the year 2007. This will amend the definition of disability to reverse the Supreme Court and the lower court decision narrowing eligibility. Disability will, on this bill, practically eliminates any possibility of any compensation in terms of harm caused by chemicals. The Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, this reverses the Supreme Court decision that specifies that discrimination pay occurs each time a discriminatory paycheck is issued for purposes of filing a discriminatory charge within the 180-day statute of limitations. The Employment Non-Discrimination Act will be the other bill. It'll go on the floor first. It prohibits discrimination against employees because of sexual orientation or gender identity. This will be a full battle on the Senate floor as well on gender identity, which has reached into our culture at this time. The Civil Rights Tax Relief Act will eliminate taxation of the non-economic damages received by those who have suffered unlawful discrimination in the workplace or other violations of their employment rights. What this means, of course, will be part tied in with the taxes on the mutual fund managers, which in turn connects to the international investments. And then a small bill, few pages, Equal Remedies Act. This little act is cute. What this is, it eliminates $50,000 to $300,000 caps on compensation and punitive damages for intentional violations of Title VII. Well, what Title VII is really is a statute of limitations. And the Supreme Court held 5-4 in a Ledbetter against Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, 5-4, that Title VII statute of limitations, 180 days or 300 days, begins to run when the allegedly discriminatory pay decision was made and communicated to the employee. And herein lies the rub. What do you tell the employee in terms of the of the statute of limitations concerning any kind of employment act of which you have harmed your employees? It's a very interesting concept and definitely is another part and parcel of the whole process of the fact of the control through the FDA, which is tagged onto that as the FDA. Remember I told you, they had their second stage decision a few weeks ago that all diet supplements were to be phased out by 2010. They're going to be in tort law cases. Separate law system is going to be built, and it's already in place, interns for law firms to take on those cases as to how supplements are manufactured and produced. And this is going to be under this Title VII in terms of the statute of limitations. If you can, you cannot really tell if you have harm within 300 days sometimes. I mean, of course, that's a almost in a year's time. But and this ties in with what happened on Thursday, which was the FDA said that anyone that sold the red yeast rice couldn't sell it unless they took the statin out of it. Well, the red yeast rice contains the statin, the very same kind of statin that you take when you want to lower cholesterol, and so they've told these manufacturers that they have to come under these statute of limitation concepts, and anyone who sells that rice has to take the statin out of it, which means it doesn't work, you know, for lowering cholesterol as a natural health food. So that happened Thursday. So if you think for 1 minute that this is not a 24/7 activity, or this is not something that you just think has come along and this is something you don't want to hear, like a lot of people are saying, you know, I want to hear this. I don't want to know about this. Meaning, it makes me look like I made a mistake when I fed my baby. No, lady, you didn't make a mistake. What happened is you got propagandized to make a mistake. So you can rectify the mistake by paying attention to what's going on. If you people, you have all the breast marches, you got the concept of the osteomyelitis marches, you've got all these marches. But the whole thing, what's happening is, that's good to do, but it doesn't use the knowledge correctly against these politicians and the concept of the people who run these things. So the thing is that this is why I've been promoting the concept and write this grand jury of science and technology. You have to have a way to put as an accountable decision process to the aspect of the people in these bureaucracies that make these decisions. Otherwise, we're going to have to we can't just rely constantly on the idea that the government has to develop an early warning system for the contamination of drinking water and put it to the censors. We just can't do that. That is an absolute important activity that the government's doing and trying to work it, but that can't just say, well, we're going to lay it in their hands. What happens if there's somebody like one of the guests that I had, Janet Phelan, who was telling everybody the concept of how they want to use the sensors for selectively killing people? And there's a rumor, according to the Janet Phelan folks who are keeping track of her important work, is the fact that they may be presenting this to the United Nations. I've had people mention that the interview that I did with Janet Phelan may be entered into the minutes of the United Nations. So the whole thing comes down to the fact you can't say we're in the special group. We have nannies from Mexico who are taking care of the babies. We have people who are having their coffee latte, enjoying themselves. And you've got guys out here trying to make a living in the maze of what's called taxation and in reverse mutual fund management taxation. Think about it. Which side of the fence do you think you can really be on to keep that up for a long period of time in the mortgage crisis? We're going to come back at the other end of the break and discuss the advancements.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
This is Parker Conway, Wayne Parker, August 26, 2007, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And the phone number for the call into the show is 800-313-9443. And you can also, for the folks that want to know what's been discussed on the archives, the station is doing their upgrading. But if you'd like to send me an email with your address, I'll give you a list of what has been on the archives. And the station is one of the very few stations RBN is one of the very, very, very few stations that doesn't charge for the archives. But the whole thing is that the composite of what the information is built on each show, which brings me to condensing of all the emails that I have received for answering certain questions, particularly ones that I'm going to be covering. And I want to just touch on fluoride. I think that there were a lot of issues about fluoride that just need to be repeated and clarified. Fluorine and fluoride should not be confused with each other. are really about chemical toxicity. There have been people who have talked about it. I've interviewed an expert on fluoride. Fluorine is an element, and of course it has a very active and unbalanced electron. It takes electrons from other elements. Excuse me. But fluorine is really one of nature's real active elements that tries to keep out of the way if it can. But it's usually bound with other elements, and fluorine forms these salts, which are fluorides. And, of course, fluorides are put in toothpaste, and we went into how harmful that was. But the chemical potency of fluorides are very powerful. They have a captured electron, so the toxicity of the negatively charged fluoride ion is really becomes now in part from a very ionic binding site. This is the core of medical disease concepts. And the fluoride compound, or the salt, and this is important, these fluoride ions, when they get close to very large molecules like proteins or DNA, their negative charge will form a powerful bond with the hydrogen, and this will interfere with the fabric of every biological molecule in our body. Now, if I said nothing else on my notes and worked it through, this is the stuff that the people in the field don't want you to know. The whole concept of this is life-saving, what I'm mentioning to you. The whole concept, if you combine it, what do you think is the protein system that the fluoride binds to? It's an amide. Where do you think the amide comes from? That amide comes from the concept of the formation of the very thing that they're putting in the water. It's a formation of the concept. You put the chloramine in the water, you break off the amine. If you break off the other amine to combine with the other molecule of any drug you take, any concept of another toxic substance, you are now in the death zone. And in the water doomsday clock, I have calculated this. And it's an outright outrageous deception that's been made for 60 years in a concept of just fluoride alone, what it can do and what it does. And they don't tell you. And how it was promoted. I had a show recently, the last show I did, concerning the concept of how the uranium extraction with fluoride was involved, and in terms of how it developed in the Second World War and how they tried to sell the idea to the people that fluoride was good for you. But the whole concept of fluorine, of adding fluorine, the element, to drugs, is so dangerous that it just shatters the imagination in chemistry. There's one drug called Cipro that has side effects of the central nervous system. Cipro right now is one of the last vestiges out of an antibiotic that's life-saving. It's the last frontier. When I get back from the other end of the break, I'm going to mention the drugs that have the side effects from fluoride and fluorine contamination from the water. Call in is 800-313-9443.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Dr. Wynne Parker, August 26, 2007. Before I get to the drug interactions and their side effects with fluoride in the water, we have a call from John in Tennessee. John,
yes,
are you
sir.
On air?
I am.
Good. How's the flood situation there?
The flood? Let's see. Pray for rain for us. We've got about 2 weeks of over 100-degree temperatures going on, about 18 inches below our annual rainfall. We're in desperate need of water.
Well, just tell the people in Minnesota to send it to you.
Okay. Well, Dr. Parker, first of all, I want to say that I enjoy your program every week.
Thank you.
Takes a lot of brain power to listen and to comprehend what you're telling us, but it's well worth the effort. Before I get to my point, I want to kind of set it up. I've been driving a truck for going on 30 years, and all through the 80s, I delivered chemicals in trucks to pharmaceutical companies in different areas. And I think people would be very surprised if they realized the toxicity of what's going up and down the roads. That in itself is bad enough, but when you consider what they're using it for, acetone, for instance, in its purest form, if you breathe the fumes, can kill you instantly.
That's right.
But yet I carried it to Eli Lilly up in Clinton, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And they came up with their concoctions and put it into drugs that they would venture to tell the doctor are good for you. They'll cure what ails you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're putting poison, and I want to make this very clear. We're putting poison into our bodies when we go to the doctor and we take his prescription and go to Walmart or CVS and we say, fill it up. We take it home without any thoughts and we put it in our mouth. We are literally killing ourselves. They're masking your problem. They're covering the symptoms, and they are slowly killing you. Do I sound?
No, that's absolutely.
I know that's true. I sound very cynical, and I am, because I've done a great deal of study, like I've told you before, on the eugenics movement. I know that there are people in this world that are elitist to the hilt, that believe that you and I and anyone else that happens to be someone that may give them a problem, that knows that they're meant to be something other than a producer for them, could be a problem for them. You do not have a right to exist in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we're creating, and I hauled things up and down the road, such as isocyanate, TDI, and MDI, and chemicals the chemical that was spilled in Bhopal, India, that killed so many thousands of people, is going up and down our roads.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
absolutely right. And also, what's going up and down the roads is the deteriorated uranium in drinking water.
And they're serving a purpose. You know, we're riding on our automobile seats that are made of foam, that it's necessary to use this isocyanate to create the foam. I mean, we enjoy a soft couch and a nice bed.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
But as a nation, we've got 300 million people in this country. We're producing toxic, hazardous waste, and mm-hmm. and we know that we cannot dispose of it in a safe manner. Now,
right.
I'm biting the hand that has fed me.
No, it's true.
For many years, by telling people this.
No, you're totally
right. We cannot dispose of it safely. So, what do we do with it? Well, you know, phosphorus, for instance, man, that makes a beautiful weapon. It's created as a byproduct. It's made in an argon environment because when oxygen hits it, it burns instantaneously.
That's right.
So if you've got something that if it hits air is going to burn, what do we do with it?
Mm-hmm.
This is the questions that these people are asking.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it would make a tremendous weapon.
Yeah. What,
so we put it in a weapon, and then we've got to have a war. We've got to get rid of it because we're creating more of it.
I know. That's another one of those theories. And by the way, what's your question, John? I want to make sure
my question is, and I've already partially answered it. When we see what China is sending over here in every form and facet of production, in toys and in cosmetics, and we're seeing the waste, with 3 trillion people in China, are they not attempting to use the United States as a disposal site for their millions of tons of hazardous waste that they can't get rid of?
Yeah. Did you hear on the first hour of the Parker Pathways where I exposed what the fact that the lead law cases can no longer go forward?
No, I did not.
Yeah, that's those are the lead cases that they want to have the Supreme Court rule that, you know, they're trying to develop the idea that the lead cases can no longer be put forth.
No, I heard a little bit of something about lead in paint.
Yeah, they don't want those cases. They don't want those cases to go to court. And the states that develop the main cases for that not to go forward, saying there's not rulings for nuisance claims particularly cannot go forward are Missouri, New Jersey, Ohio, and Wisconsin. And then the states that
I did hear you say something about that.
But that has everything to do with what you're saying, because what's going on here tied in. In fact, I'm glad that you brought this up, because there's another aspect of it. the reason that, looking at it objectively from a business point of view, the reason China puts forth these things. They get their procedure manuals from America and the products that the companies in America outsource to these other countries, and so they have their guidance. And so what's happening is they, in order to fudge, I call it, that's not the correct word, but it actually is the only word that I think really semantically explains the amount of toxicity that's in everything that we're eating and drinking from these countries. They bend the guidelines so that they can extend their product out. Well, what better way can you extend it out but to use something which is forbidden? The same, they've done it with the pet food. They've done it with the health. They've dealt with these herbs. They've dealt with the toys, and they've dealt with all the rest of it. But to them, there are two things. First of all, in these countries, these things are not considered toxins to them. They're ways of life. They're a product. They boast right. about it. They absolutely boast about it. And number two, they don't have a caring mentality about contamination. In other words, if you were to watch and look at an oil rig in Indonesia, for instance, that's offshore in Indonesia, when the oil's coming up, thinking you have the pumped off gas, it just goes out in the ocean. And you can take a lot of these satellite pictures and take a look at them, which you can purchase from NASA, and they show the contamination of this earth. And all these countries that have all this contamination, their air, water, and soil, to them it's a way of life. And in China right now, it's becoming uninhabitable in some parts of China because they're realizing, well, you know, we have too much air particulate matter, and we people can't breathe well, and so forth and so forth. Now, we take that information, John, and let's turn the information page over a bit and realize that all of this is economics and business. It all has to. The reason Americans are the people who control these social and economic decisions make a comment, and they say, "Well, what happens? We want them to stay contaminated, because what happens if the people that are riding bicycles in China decide, with their increased income, to buy automobiles? See?
Mm-hmm.
Or if what happens? We don't care if these people blow it off." In terms of contamination, because this helps us in terms of our price earnings ratio, our PE ratios on our stock, and to our shareholders, we do not have to put out the price for controlling the contaminant. We have put it on their shoulders.
Well, so, you know, life is so short, Doctor, that we need to, and I hope I can get this point across to your listeners, and maybe they can share it. But even by accident, when we're doing the best that we can to contain these toxins, and we're disposing of them, and we're taking things into our bodies and into our systems and into our homes, even through ignorance, we're creating new formulas, we're introducing chemical to chemical, we're coming up with compounds and new mixtures, and we really have no earthly idea. Hear me, guys. We don't have any idea what we're making, even by
right.
accident.
This is why,
and then we've got to live in the mess.
Yeah, this is why I have the grandeur of science and technology as a legal principle when I'm writing, because we need to have another way to make judgments about these decisions. We do not have a legal arm as a citizen to be able to do this. The whole point is that, well, you vote for somebody to go into an office, and they're supposed to take care of it for you. I read a letter at the beginning of the last show, an assemblyman in California. What I didn't tell the listeners was the fact that that assemblyman was the one who signed off on chloramine to go in the water and ran it on union money to become an assemblyman in California. And
well,
that's
America in many ways is as guilty, in my estimation, as China is by polluting. You know, yes, we've got EPA guidelines, and a lot of them I disagree with. But we also have, like you're talking, for so many years now, chlorine and chloramine and fluoride and different things in our water that we've got to find somewhere to put it. And people are going to die anyway. So, we may as well let them drink it. That's the attitude.
Yeah, this is why I've created this very complex water doomsday clock formulation, because if we do not have an understanding of a guidepost here to understand how we can make changes. We as a genetic formated human species, Homo sapien, will not survive. And I mean that because the immune system cannot overcome this unless the whole process of the present, like the story I put out last hour about osteoporosis. The solution to osteoporosis to the government is to vaccinate. So in other words, they're going to vaccinate females for osteoporosis. Why do you think osteoporosis goes on in the first place? You have a depletion of your vitamin D's, and the concept of the immune system and the stem cells of the bone marrow as a result of contamination.
That's the once-a-year shot that takes 15 minutes. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're touting that now.
Yeah, exactly. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that instead of solving the problem of the contamination, they're trying to make the vaccine economics work for them in terms of saying, well, this is the only way we can do it. They did it. They've already started that with the AIDS epidemic, which is they don't tell the public that there are different forms of AIDS in Africa than there is in Germany and in the United States. There are different what are called prions, which go to the brain. And so the whole thing, so you have to have a different vaccine for each one of these things, instead of solving the problem of the transmittal of the contamination, you see?
So, well, it'd be interesting for me, I'll say this and then I'll hang up. It would be interesting for me to see, to get a sample of the water that Bush and Cheney and the other so-called leaders of our government are drinking and have it analyzed.
Yeah.
Let's see what they're drinking in comparison to what you and I, the rest of the world, have been given to drink.
I can answer you. I'll tell you, John, you just
it's
hit upon...
It's pretty clean stuff.
Yeah, yeah. There's no joke about that. Oh, yes. You've hit upon the very red button.
I'll bet you the water that's flushing their toilets is cleaner than the water we're drinking.
Yeah, you should see those things back there, what they've done. Yeah, it's really amazing. Listen, John, I have to continue with these drug interactions with fluoride, which is a real mind-bender. But I want to tell you something, John. Thank you for calling. You've brought up three major points that are very important.
I appreciate it.
Okay, John, thank you for calling the show. We're going to I want to mention these this anthrax antibiotic, Cipro. Now, Cipro is, in its reaction with fluoride, has numerous side effects in the central nervous system, and a lot of folks, for instance, with heart problems that have gone through heart bypass surgeries and have developed infections, have to have Cipro and the rest of it, but. There are many side effects that need to be tested with this circulatory dysfunction that occurs, in particular the neurological action of Cipro with water that has fluoride and chloramine in it. The other drug is Bicol, B-A-Y-C-O-L. This is a cholesterol-lowering drug, and it's been linked to 31 deaths in the United States. And worldwide, at least several fatalities. Very extensive research on it. It's been withdrawn from circulation. Sisopride, which is another fluoride binding on the protein system, this is cause cardiac side effects. Mibofridyl, which is the generic name, is Prosecor, and it's been withdrawn. From circulation because congestive heart failure with fluoride and Fridol produced in the, and it has a very high death rate. The mortality rate on this drug is very high. Another drug, which is called Flossoquin, it's been withdrawn, and the beneficial effects of the symptoms of heart failure, they don't last beyond the 3 months of the therapy. So what we have, this is similar to cancer patients, where several of the drugs that are used only extend life for maybe 4 months at the most. Astromizole. This is an allergy drug. It's been around a long time. This was withdrawn and very recently, and it's been associated with the cardiac adverse effects. Of course, the weight loss drugs, the phenylephrine and the dexmedetomidine, have been withdrawn because of the cardiac side effects, and that's been withdrawn. By the way, the court cases that went on for fen-phen went on for 6 years, and it was just recent. This drug was just recently withdrawn. There were billions of dollars in lawsuits over this drug, but it was all fluoride-based, and the public never learned that from the transcripts. There's an anti-diabetic drug that had to be invented by some very sick person. This is called Tolestat, and this has caused liver toxicity and death. They have similar symptoms to chlorine. And, of course, the other one is tamoxifen, and that's the antibody that caused death and liver dysfunction in cancer patients. When we get back from the other end of this particular break, I want to make a couple comments here about chlorine and the biomarker companies.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Dr. Wynn Parker, and we'll close out on August 26, 2007. I want to mention in the concept of the reusable water system, all of the concept of trying to get a double pipe out there to have your recycled water come in and have it a result of desalination as the latest social movement under the guise of increasing the water supply. And I've talked a lot about this. Reusable water under its present condition causes many forms of gender difference cancers. So females get different cancers from reusable water than males. And this work's been known for a long, long time. And the way that this is being worked out is to develop biomarkers clinically to determine a biomarker to see if you do have cancer. One of the companies is Biosystems, and they've developed a European-funded project to develop a colon cancer biomarker and a breast cancer biomarker as a result of the contaminated water. This is called the CoBRED projects, and the CoBRED project is a highly organized European-funded project to develop colon and breast cancer biomarkers in such a way to determine the what is called the new medicine interlinks with what are called diagnostic development systems. And this is all being connected, and I'll talk to obesity. In other words, this is why they're developing the vaccine systems that are involved in the new system for the vaccine with the biomarkers to determine the vaccines. The only thing that's very, very difficult is the reusable water system causing the neurological changes in the body along with chlorine. And the chlorine oxidizes all these lipid contaminants in the water, and so this creates these free radical subatomic particles which cause damage to the human nerve system. And also, it initiates a programmed cell suicide, which is called apoptosis. And, of course, this cell suicide that occurs in the human body creates different types of what are called oxycytals. And these are different, that is forming with these trihalomethanes that are, and these chloramines in the water. And I'll be going into this extensively, and there are ways around these things. We'll be getting into other shows. It all has to do with making sure that the food supply and the toilet to tap to table initiative that I'm also promoting in the United States, that what we do from the farm to the table is being changed a lot by pesticide changes and chemical changes. But what's happening is our infrastructure is feeding into the contamination of the toilet to tap to table. And that's been the focus of the water doomsday clock, because the real world is that what we're doing to our infrastructure by not fixing it, even if we did, we have to change the chemicals to make sure that what we arrive on our table is not killing us. Well, this has been Parker Pathways, a very tough show. You take and review this material, and you can email me with questions, and I'll do my best to answer. I want to thank the station and the producer for pulling it off today. And God bless America and liberty and justice for all, and support anyone that supports America. God bless you all. Look forward to the next Parker Pathways.
It's true.